narrated Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with them, "For the whole year I had the desire to ask Umar ibn al-Khattab regarding the explanation of a verse in Surat al-Tahrim, but I could not ask him because I respected him very much. When he went to perform the Hajj, I too went along with him. On our return, while we were still on the way home, Umar went aside to answer the call of nature by the Araq trees. I waited till he finished, and then I proceeded with him and asked him, 'O Chief of the Believers, who were the two wives of the Prophet, peace be upon him, who aided one another against him?' He said, 'They were Hafsa and Aisha.' Then I said to him, 'By Allah, I wanted to ask you about this a year ago, but I could not do so, owing to my respect for you.' Umar said, 'Do not refrain from asking me. If you think that I have knowledge about a certain matter, ask me, and if I know something about it, I will tell you.' Then Umar added, 'By Allah, in the pre-Islamic period of ignorance, we did not pay attention to women until Allah revealed regarding them what He revealed regarding them, and assigned for them what He has assigned. Once, while I was thinking over a certain matter, my wife said, "I recommend that you do so and so." I said to her, "What have you got to do with this matter? Why do you poke your nose in a matter which I want to see fulfilled?" She said, "How strange you are, O son of Al-Khattab. You don't want to be argued with, whereas your daughter, Hafsa, surely argues with Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, so much that he remains angry for a full day." Umar then reported how he at once put on his outer garment and went to Hafsa and said to her, "O my daughter, do you argue with Allah's Messenger so that he remains angry the whole day?" Hafsa said, "By Allah, we argue with him." Umar said, "Know that, I warn you of Allah's punishment and the anger of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. O my daughter, don't be betrayed by the one who is proud of her beauty, because of the love of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, for her, that is, Aisha." Umar added, "Then I went out to Umm Salama's house, who was one of my relatives, and I talked to her. She said, 'O son of Al-Khattab, it is rather astonishing that you interfere in everything. You even want to interfere between Allah's Messenger and his wives. By Allah, by her talk, she influenced me so much that some of my anger subsided. I left her and went home. At that time, I had a friend from the Ansar who used to bring news from the Prophet, peace be upon him, in case of my absence. And I used to bring him the news if he was absent. In those days, we were afraid of one of the kings of Ghassan tribe. We heard that he intended to move and attack us, so fear filled our hearts because of that. One day, my Ansari friend unexpectedly knocked at my door and said, 'Open, open.' I said, 'Has the king of Ghassan come?' He said, 'No, but something worse. Allah's Messenger has isolated himself from his wives.' I said, 'Let the nose of Aisha and Hafsa be stuck to dust, that is, humiliated.' Then I put on my clothes and went to Allah's Messenger's residence. And behold, he was staying in an upper room of his, to which he ascended by a ladder, and a black slave of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, was sitting at the first ladder step. I said to him, 'Say to the Prophet, peace be upon him, Umar ibn al-Khattab is here.' Then the Prophet, peace be upon him, admitted me, and I narrated this story to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. When I reached the story of Umm Salama, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, smiled, while he was lying on a mat made of palm tree leaves with nothing between him and the mat. Underneath his head there was a leather pillow, stuffed with palm fibers, and leaves of a salt tree were piled at his feet, and above his head hung a few water skins. On seeing the marks of the mat imprinted on his side, I wept. He said, 'Why are you weeping?' I replied, 'O Allah's Messenger, Caesar and Khusro are leading the life, that is, luxurious life, while you, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, though you are, is living in destitute.' The Prophet, peace be upon him, then replied, 'Won't you be satisfied that they enjoy this world, and we, the hereafter?'